Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this morning, right before the show started, the Russian court had levied their verdict and a prison sentence, which I believe is still in discussion, and I'll tell you about that in a second. As it pertains to Brittany Griner, Brittany Griner is the Olympian women's national. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. How do I shut this off? I got a new computer in my studio. Woo-hoo. Just can't shut down the. I don't know where the volume is. So I'm sorry, everybody. I have to learn the new computer first before I go on air. So Brittany Griner, Olympian, women's world, women's national basketball champion, who also plays for Russia in the off season. So she is also a Russian basketball champion, has been detained since February because of cannabis possession. They had threatened a 10-year prison sentence. Prosecutors wanted 10. Then it got knocked down to 9.5. Today, when you were listening to the verdict, it sounded a little confusing. It almost sounded like there was 1.5 years to be served in one location, and then, and I could have misunderstood it, and there was Russian, there was translation, so it could have been a translation error, but it sounded like 1.5 years in one area, and then another 9 years in another, but it looks like what the media is saying is it's just 9 years. So I'm not sure what that extra half a year or 6 months they were discussing, unless they were talking about how she's already served 6 months, and that 6 months will be taken away. So either way, that's a pretty big prison sentence. She, of course, you know, demands to come back to America as soon as possible. She wants to be released, wants to be with her wife. And this was all over 0.726 grams of cannabis oil, 0.726 grams. Now, I am very torn on this, and I know a lot of people are. Some people say she did the crime, she did the time. All right? You know, other people also concerned about her attitude towards the national anthem. Back in 2019, she had told, I believe, the Arizona Republic, "I honestly feel we should not play the national anthem during our season. I think we should take that much of a stand." So that's drawn some controversy over how much public support she should get. I'm on the other side thinking America needs to bring her home. I think a lot of people had various feelings about the national anthem that I disagree with, but as an American, I respect their First Amendment rights to free speech, and just because somebody, you know, disagrees with the national anthem and disagrees with what it stands for with me, doesn't mean they should, you know, be rotting in a prison across the world for something that I don't think the punishment fits the crime. Now, Russia does things their own way. Russia does not want to look weak. It's horrible that this is going on while we're in the midst of this conflict. So, you know, America has to take a stand against Putin. America has to take a stand against Russia and now China. And, you know, we have to look like we have some cojones. And, you know, sadly, they have Americans. And it doesn't look like there's going to be a prisoner swap anytime soon. Biden has denounced the sentence. I don't know what our State Department's doing, but it's to me, I don't think as cut and dry as, you know, Brittany just went over there, you know, she had some cannabis oil, and now all of a sudden, I think there's so much more going on. And even, you know, she feels and her team feels that she's being a pawn between Russia and America. And you know, this is so, to me, odd. when you have somebody who represents Russia in basketball, also represents America in basketball, and they didn't kill anybody. They didn't hurt anybody. It was something on their... They tried to make it say the Russian court was saying she was importing drugs. So not only was she in possession, but the importation of it. You know, and I really think that 10 years is... And part of the reason why I'm very against the 10 years and I want her back is she doesn't look well. I think she has a thyroid disorder. I'm very concerned about... I thought I saw a thyroid mass. Her eyes at some point look a little exophthalmic, not all the time. I don't think she's getting the proper care. I don't know if anybody's running proper blood tests or, you know, there's something not right. And I worry about her health. I worry about her safety. And when you're, you know, when you're there representing both countries and you're there to work, and she was actually working for Russia, you would think that they wouldn't make this such a spectacle and you know, demeanor at this level. And I understand people are saying, look, you know, she's anti-American. She's, you know, our Americans are still ours, okay? They might dislike our current president. How many Americans can't stand Biden right now? Does that mean they're anti-American? How many Americans can't stand, you know, what's happening? You know, in terms of, you know, where the country's going and how divided the country is. But does that make them any less American? And I get it. I don't like it when somebody, you know, throws shade on our national anthem. I'm very proud of our country, and it is our national anthem. And, yeah, I disagree with Brittany on that. But, you know, we as Americans have fought for and bled for and sacrificed for our ability to have different opinions. And we should probably define what is anti-American sentiment. If I see somebody burn a flag, that makes me mad. And I don't think that should be allowed. But we hear anti-American sentiment all the time. I mean, what people say about Trump, what people say about Biden, what people say about Pelosi, what people say about Mike Pence. I mean, you know, there's anti-American stuff spewed all over the place. And some of it could be from Russia, some of it could be from China, but some of it I see across the street. So, you know, it's complicated, but at its core, we have one of us that's over there for reasons that were very benign, and sadly, you know, she had a mild infraction, and now she has to be there for 10 years. I think we should do more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so one thing that I think is happening right now that we need to work through is the speed at which we're progressing or trying to progress. Because I think the lanes at which these high-speed paths are going are going to run into each other. So all of a sudden, in the last few years, maybe even few months, we have had an explosion of controversy over when do we talk to kids about transitioning their gender? And there's a big difference between gender questioning and a truly transgender individual. And sometimes it takes years to figure that out. Not two counseling sessions. Like some people who have transitioned have accused their doctors of only doing two counseling sessions. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics has supported gender transition. In fact, we talked about how in Europe they have, I want to see if I could read this to you guys. In Europe they have much stricter guidelines of, let me see if I could pull it up, and I apologize. My computer won't let me pull up multiple things because I'm not that savvy. But if I could find this, I apologize. I'll pull it up. Okay, so the American Academy of Pediatrics supports and has a gender-affirming policy, and doctors are now asking for a more systematic, rigorous review of those. And they're getting some pushback because they feel that the puberty blockers, the hormones, and surgery could be just too much. The AAP says in its guidelines to reinforce the gender a youth selects, including through gender-affirming drugs, hormones, and eventually surgery. It's evidence-based, they say, widely supported, and offers the best chances of avoiding suicide if that child is suicide-prone. And the Academy, I guess, takes this data from the work of 67,000 AAP-affiliated child care specialists and the gender-affirming policies from President Biden's administration. Yet there are physicians asking for the American Academy of Pediatrics to review this. They say they're calling for a rigorous systematic review of the AAP's 2018 gender-affirming policy, warning a growing number of transitioners who come to regret their treatment and seek a reversal. The policy, I believe, like I said, is a little less strict than what they have in the UK. In Europe, they have a very, from what I understand, there has to be much more counseling, there has to be much more involvement, parents have to be involved, so they do it a little differently. And, you know, me as a physician and having had patients who were transgender, I didn't necessarily know the medicine to help them transition, somebody else did. But speaking to them, I was really amazed at how many still wanted to either have their body parts, their original body parts, such as a penis. Very hard to detach from your penis. And, you know, some people really dislike theirs, but a lot of people still like theirs. And if I had one, I'd want to keep mine. And I was also fascinated by how many still wanted to be fertile. They still want to be able to have a baby, either in their transitioned form or not. And so when we look at children who are questioning their gender versus completely adamant about this is what I want to be, a question that I have as a family physician who's done gynecology, who's done pediatrics, you know, who's helped people with fertility, is how much does a child understand about future fertility? And this is why some doctors are mixed. And the controversy lies not because somebody is right or left or pro-transgender or anti-transgender. You know, I mean, I support everybody from the LGBTQ plus community. You know, I have family members who are LGBTQ. I have a relative that's also transgender. So I completely, you know, am in support. I want them to have equal rights, marital rights, spousal rights, everything they fight for. But what's fascinating is many of my friends and family members and people within that community, they aren't the ones urging this. Okay? They aren't the ones saying, look, you got to get them done. You got to do this when they're 7 or 8. And I think there's a misconception as to what is it that people want. We do this. We have a group of individuals who are social justice warriors that think they're speaking for the group, and they actually are insulting them and making them seem like, no, I could get my own driver's license. No, I could get my own degree. I don't need you to, you know, do all this for me. Who asked you to help me? And so, you know, we aren't hearing from many transgenders because the issue has been so politicized that a lot of people don't want to speak out. Look at how Caitlyn Jenner gets so much crap for speaking out. And, you know, she comes on Fox News and everybody gets mad. But I think Caitlyn Jenner does have some valid points because she went through the transitioning. So, you know, when it comes to fertility, and Caitlyn Jenner had babies prior to transitioning. So the fertility issue is a huge one, and I don't think it's one that can be appreciated and acknowledged by a child. And so the controversy lies, do you put the child through an easier transition before puberty so they don't have to deal with all the body hair and the breasts and the penis and the larger testicles and all that? Or do you allow them to mature, get a grip on, you know, what it is to be an adult, because what it is to be an adult is way different from being a kid, and then let them make an educated decision on what they want to do with their reproductive organs? And I see both sides. I completely understand that there has been a heavy, heavy push to you know, get these kids before puberty, and it's been... It's been studied, it's been recommended, but we now have the male pregnant emoji. The male pregnant emoji exists because people want to be pregnant when they're men. And why would we do this if we force them to transition and not have fertility prior to their transitioning? You know, we're trying to be gender fluid in terms of society. Society doesn't want to necessarily say, you're a boy, you're a girl. So if we're going to do away with boy and girl terms, then do we even need to transition? Is then transitioning moot? Now, I get it. Some people really want breasts. Some people may really want a penis. Some people may really want to feel, you know, have the body shapes, get rid of their Adam's apple. The reconstructive surgery that's done can be anywhere from, you know, you just getting some electrolysis for hair removal to, you know, having complete reconstruction and plastic surgery. But if we're going to already do away with the male-female, now you're not a girl, you're not a boy, then do we have to have as many conversations about transitioning? You know, I told you when I grew up, I thought being a boy was way cooler than being a girl. So I wanted to be a boy. I wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to pee standing up. You know, when I heard that women had periods, I'm like, well, I don't want that. You know, and if somebody told me as a kid, look, you could be a dude. You don't have to have your periods. You don't have to have boobies. Because I wanted to be good in sports. I didn't want to have breasts that prevented me from running that fast. I wanted to be, and as a kid, your whole, you know, frame of reference is completely off. And so I totally wanted to be my dad. I was so disappointed when I found out I wasn't going to be like my dad, because I really, really loved my dad when I was a little girl. A lot of little girls do. So, and, you know, my mom was the one who was home with me. My mom, you know, was the big, they both disciplined, but, you know, my mom disciplined me more often. I didn't want anything to do with my mom. And I definitely didn't want to turn into her. So I wanted to be a dude. If somebody brought that up to me when I was younger, saying, look, we could fix this for you now so you never have a period. Maybe as a young kid, I would have said, fine. But thank God, because, you know, despite the periods, despite, you know, having breasts that went from B cup to D cup overnight, despite all that, I love being a woman. I love being a woman. I love having sex with men. I love my husband. I love my kids. So, you know, it does take, I think we do need to maybe slow down a little bit and really reevaluate what we're doing and talk to people who transitioned and get their honest take on what happened. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner learned her fate today in a Russian court.
Well, my parents taught me two important things. One, take ownership for your responsibilities. And two, to work hard for everything that you have. That's why I pled guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me. And that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws.
A Russian prosecutor said on Thursday Brittany Griner was guilty of the drug charges against her. The court is seeking 9.5 years in a Russian prison. The Chinese military launched the live fire drills around the island of Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered Beijing by visiting our ally. It brings into clear perspective who the Chinese really are and their intentions. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Biden signed an executive order directing the Department of Health and Human Services to consider using Medicaid money to pay for expenses for those who need to cross state lines to get an abortion. Now, for those of us that, you know a little bit about Medicaid, Medicaid dollars aren't supposed to go to abortions or to facilitate them, unless, of course, it's for the life of a woman rape, incest. So this executive order is going to direct the Health and Human Services to consider action to advance access to reproductive health care services, including through Medicaid for patients who travel out of state for reproductive health care services. The executive order will be the second that Biden has signed since the conservative Supreme Court had struck down Roe v. Wade, according to The Hill. Biden has been under pressure to take more aggressive actions to support abortion access. Various states have moved to restrict the procedure. It hasn't, I gotta be honest, it hasn't been as restrictive as I thought it was going to be, because many states already had restrictions on abortions. Roe v. Wade, in essence, allowed the federal government to intervene and say, look, you know, the feds have the power to say, per the Constitution, that abortion should be legal in some shape or form all across America. So many states who had concerns with it limited when the abortion could be done. Could it be done third trimester, second trimester, first trimester, or no later than 6 weeks? So where there's some confusion in states is where those states that were really reluctant to even allow abortion had laws in place that said, look, as Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, we have to allow X, Y, and Z. Well, when Roe v. Wade got overturned, and it was overturned by the feds saying, we're out, we don't get involved. The feds are not allowed to get involved. They can't prohibit abortion. They can't honor it. The feds, this is up to the states. Because that Roe v. Wade law, which again, it wasn't there's been a lot of, you know, law critics saying, you know, this law had a lot of issues. Because many states had their laws dependent on, well, you know, now that Roe v. Wade is saying it's legal, you know, if Roe v. Wade's the law of the land, then we have this. So there are some states where if Roe v. Wade's gone, then there's no allowance for abortions. So many states are already reintroducing laws. And I think in Louisiana, there's let me pull it up, what just happened there. I think they just had on a, I think it was a referendum. They, I think they, I'll find that. And I apologize because I don't have that ready. But what I do, I'll let you know. But going back to what's going on with Medicaid. So the Biden administration is being given, getting pressure from Democrats to do more when it comes to allowing, increasing abortion access. So women who are, you know, or pregnant men, now that we're progressing to anybody could be pregnant. If they want an abortion and they are in their second trimester, let's say, and their state won't allow a second trimester abortion, and they want to travel to a state that does allow it, those with financial difficulty might now get federal funds to help them with that. There's been multiple companies that have said, look, we'll pay. We'll help pay for your travel. I don't see how that's going to go well, because the average woman wants privacy when it comes to that. So to ask somebody to pay for her to fly somewhere and get it done, they need to know, okay, are you just going to visit, you know, some family, or are you going for this specific reason? So it'll be really interesting to see how they manage that, because I don't think the average employee wants their employer to know that they, and it's none of the employer's business. But I see why employers are trying to help their employees by saying, look, we'll cover the costs. I just don't think it's legal for the U.S. government to use tax dollars for abortion. Now, where the workaround is the executive order isn't mandating that this happens. It is calling on the Health and Human Services to make this work. The Medicaid funds will not pay for the actual abortion itself, because the Hyde Amendment prohibits that. The Hyde Amendment doesn't allow federal funds to go towards abortion, unless I think it's just for the life of the mother or rape or incest. But for the travel of it, that's where they think they could do a workaround. So the White House has now been getting some, you know, flack for that one. They defended Joe Biden's executive order, despite the Hyde Amendment, according to, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is press secretary. She says this executive order does not, will not violate the Hyde Amendment. It is law, and we follow the law here. So, you know, this is, the White House is saying that the overturn by Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional. It was an unconstitutional action by them, a right that was around for almost 50 years, a right that women had to make a decision on their bodies and how they want to start their families. Well, the reason why they can't necessarily say the Roe v. Wade overturn is unconstitutional is because how Justice Alito wrote it is the federal government cannot be involved in a woman's body, a woman's reproductive choice. So that what they did is they didn't ban abortion. They just said we are not, the Constitution does not allow us to intervene and interfere. We can't mandate it. We can't prevent it. So that's where, you know, I think Roe v. Wade might go back and forth depending on what happens with the Supreme Court. But it actually, you know, may in the long run help pro-choice advocates, because if that holds that the federal government can't get involved, one concern people had is the federal government changes, can change, you know, with every presidency, with Supreme Court justices retiring early, things like that. The makeup of the court could change, and then this could go back and forth every administration. So I personally feel, you know, and I told you how I feel the problem isn't Roe v. Wade versus no Roe v. Wade, or the federal government being involved or the federal government not being involved. My problem is we have an enormous number, close to a million, of unwanted pregnancies in 2022, when we have tons of different types of birth control. We have federal funding for birth control. We have billions of dollars going to Planned Parenthood. We are spending so much money on contraception and women's health care that why are we in this position where we have about a million women faced with the decision to terminate their pregnancy? And on top of that, now we have to have tax dollars going to help them travel to go to certain areas to terminate their pregnancy. When is somebody going to address why we have so many? It's very frustrating. I mean, and I think we need some honest answers. You know, is it that people can't get the birth control? Is it that the birth control doesn't work? We think it works, but it doesn't. Is it that nobody wants to wear condoms? Is it that there's more than 1% of these cases being rape and we need more law enforcement? But, you know, if Medicaid dollars are going to, you know, start being used for these things, it's going to be extremely controversial, especially with everything going on right now with taxes and inflation and the recession. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing that has come with abortions and gender transitioning is states are grappling with, should doctors be liable? Should doctors be liable if they terminate a pregnancy? That's third trimester. I know somebody who does third trimester abortions. I'm a little shocked by it because I my children, one stopped growing at 7 months. We gave birth to him at 8 months. We had to induce because he wasn't growing between 7 and 8 months. And I could not imagine him not being considered a life. You know, he's my son. He's amazing. He's the most amazing, you know, thing I could think of next to my other son. I mean, I got two sons. I look at them as babies. And, you know, I look at them all as babies. To me, it's a life. But I do understand that there's medical conditions, and I understand that there's, times when a termination, you know, may be medically necessary. Where there's the debate is, what if it's the will of mom and it's just not my time yet. And there's been a lot of discussions from a societal standpoint. Well, if you have a mom that's too young, you know, didn't use birth control, or the boyfriend didn't use a condom, gets pregnant, you know, is that baby going to have a long, fruitful life? I don't know. You know, I know there's a lot of people that want to adopt. I hear from people all the time, you know, I'll adopt any of these kids. You know, if you can't abort, I'll adopt them. And so it's controversial. It's a topic that I don't think we'll ever get the country to agree on. But, you know, now as doctors are being kind of, wait a second. Okay, are we going to be in trouble for, you know, helping a woman, you know, through this transition? So this doesn't affect me because I don't perform abortions. A lot of doctors don't. But there are doctors out there that do. They'll perform first trimester, second trimester, even third trimester. And so some states have laws that will prosecute doctors if they perform these. And again, the law is based on the fetus being alive. Some people don't feel the fetus is alive. They only feel the fetus is alive after it comes out. But for some of us, you see the heartbeat and you're like, hey, that's a living thing. And it's interesting because there's a lot of doctors out there that are pro-choice, but they believe the fetus is alive. Just because you're pro-choice doesn't mean you think the fetus is a non-living entity that can grow up and, you know, be, the most, amazing being. It's very convoluted and politics kind of interjects and messes with something that probably could be a lot easily fixed. I think if we address the plethora and the epidemic of unwanted pregnancies, this might not be such an issue. We wouldn't have to be aborting a million babies a year. We wouldn't have to be spending tax dollars figuring out how to help people travel to end their pregnancy So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had made a huge move today. He suspended a progressive state attorney who he accused was ignoring the law for refusing to enforce recent measures on abortion and gender-affirming surgery. DeSantis says state attorney for this judicial circuit, Andrew Warren, has put himself publicly above the law. In June of 2021, he signed a letter saying he would not enforce any prohibitions on sex change operations for minors. DeSantis accused Warren of being funded by billionaire George Soros, also said that after the Supreme Court overturned abortion rights, Warren signed a letter saying he would not enforce any laws relating to protecting the right to life in the state of Florida. Warren told the Tampa Bay Times, according to Daily Mail, back in 2020, that he believed Soros donated money to his campaign. Now, Florida still allows abortions. They allow abortions well into the second trimester, 15 weeks. But it's being, you know, it's so that's the glass is half full. The glass is half empty as they're limiting abortion access to 15 weeks. The governor rationalized Warren's suspension by claiming he was stamping out a, quote, pathogen of activist prosecutors that he blamed for rising crime rates in multiple Democrat-run cities. He said, we've seen across this country over the last few years individual prosecutors take it upon themselves to determine which laws they like and will enforce and which laws they don't like. He said, we are not going to allow this pathogen that's been around the country of ignoring the law. We are going to let that get a foothold here in the state of Florida. So DeSantis had ordered a statewide review of prosecutors to make sure that we were not going down the road of San Francisco, he said, and found that Warren stood out alone. He was the only one that was making those types of declarations. He was the only one signing his name to letters that basically said, to hell with people, Florida, I'm going to do what I want. So, he's right, and he's right, but then I could also see how people get nervous about nobody wants to know that there is somebody in power who is going to remove you if you don't feel the same way you do. But if you have somebody whose job is to follow the law, and these are the laws, then DeSantis has a point. If these are laws that were decided by judges, laws made by, referendums or legislatures or votes, and this is what's in the books, our representatives, our judicial, our judges, our law enforcement can't pick and choose what they're going to cover and what they're going to enforce. If a law is a law, a law is a law. And I understand a lot of people might dislike the law. Some people, might not like the idea of a fetus only getting to be terminated under 15 weeks and not deeper into the second trimester. Or people might disagree with tax-paying dollars going towards the travel of. But, the law is the law. And you need, individuals who have been hired to, and they take an oath. If they aren't going to follow the law, then that they're not doing their job. Just like doctors. As a physician, I can't say I don't like antibiotics. I don't like antibiotics. You have this infection, you work through it. You fight it. Let that fever rage, let the pus come out and drain, but you're going to do this without the... I would lose my license. If I was a doctor that said, nope, natural childbirth, you have to deliver the baby standing up, squatting, we're not going to stick all these things in you, you're going to do it like, the caveman women did, and so, something, I could lose my license. So I have to follow the rules. I have to follow laws. There are statutes in every state I'm licensed in that I have to follow when it comes to medicine. So, the big debate people have now is, well, I don't agree with the law, and it shouldn't be the law. Well, we don't have that choice. You might think, shooting somebody in the arm and them not dying shouldn't be against the law because you didn't kill them. But you shot somebody. That's the law, whether you disagree with it or not. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.